got it on.
You have to wear it.
Awesome. Exciting day.
Oh, man, big time. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. This is a really exciting day for the Seahawks organization. Obviously, Jax. But, you know, when you go to ownership and you ask for an investment like this, you always have to be so cognizant of who the person is, and just so proud of Jax and who he is as a person. Your parents did a great job raising you, man, and it's just so fun to, like, people forget how young you are, you know. We could talk about the player, obviously great player. I mean, he scored 82 touchdowns in 42 games in 6A Texas, like best football arguably in the country. His head coach would argue that it was 84. Yeah. They had two taken away from him. But just a, you know, obviously a young foundational piece, offensive player of the year. But yeah, just we're super excited. Everybody in the building, we're all here for you, Jax. Mm-hmm. You know, have been from day one, and I know you're gonna be great moving forward. You're a great teammate, great person. The city of Seattle's got to be jacked that he's gonna be with us for a long time here. And so with that, just want to thank Jody for her support, Chuck Arnold, and Joey Lane for all those long hours on the phone with Joel Siegel. And Mike, you wanna?
Yeah, I think one of the things that just paints a great picture about what Jax means to us, being a foundational piece of our football team and our organization, is just we got a full house here. This is pretty awesome. You got dang near the whole Seattle Seahawks organization sitting supporting Jax on this day. So just want to emphasize how excited we are. He's going to be here. He's a foundational piece. He's a cornerstone of our team. Just being able to see his growth over the 2 years that we've been here. And I mean, man, the sky's the limit. And also, like, this is the beginning. You know, this is another iteration of our football team. And Jax is going to be obviously a huge part of it, and where we want to go and where we want to take our team. And I know it's early in his career, but he's already a leader on our team, and will be for a long time. So we're really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God is great. You know, I'm just super blessed. Like John said, the whole organization from top to bottom is just, it's a beautiful thing, you know, where God puts you in place to succeed. And, you know, this is home for me, and, you know, for me to be extended, you know, here for a few more years. I'm just excited and blessed, and I understand, you know, where my feet are and understand the opportunity that's at stake. And, you know, just like always, ready to attack. Have to thank my family, my father, my mother, you know, just how they raised me. You know, I'm here to serve others, serve the Lord, and, you know, whatever, you know, these guys need from me, they know I'm willing to do. So, you know, there's not enough words to show my excitement and show my love for the city and this organization, but, you know, you'll see it on Sunday. So thank you.
Have you figured out how many cowboy hats you can buy with that contract?
We'll buy a few more, huh? Yeah, we'll buy a few more, just a few.
For John and for Jackson, this happened relatively quickly from what your norm is for this type of a deal. What do you attribute that to, and the no drama, and how seamless it seemed to be?
Yeah, you want me to go?
I mean, it definitely just feels good. Like John said, ever since I got drafted, I just felt the love, and, you know, just really just understanding me. And it's an honor to feel that confidence come from your teammates and come from, you know, the third floor and your head coach. And, you know, for us to get this deal done, you know, speaks volumes. You know, definitely just a little weight off my shoulders, and just to go out there and, you know, let it fly.
Highest paid receiver in the league and all that. What does that mean to you? Can I say those kind of best marks?
You know, there, for me, it's always more work to be done, and there's always another level to reach. And but it is a blessing. You know, this is a business, and, you know, I want to do good business, and, you know, that's where we're at right now.
So there's a there's always another level to reach. Offensive yes. player of the year, won a Super Bowl, highest paid receiver.
Yes.
What's next for you? How do you reach next level?
The only thing better than one Super Bowl is two, so, you know, just working to get there, and, you know, whatever my team needs from me, you know, I make sure, you know, I get it done.
Mike, you said that he's already become a leader. What are some of those traits you've seen? And then, Jax, what unfolds now is your leadership potential?
Well, I think it's unique to see, like, that type of dominating performance on a consistent basis, but also the humility and, like, what Jax is saying, like, his servant leadership that he provides to our team. He's not the guy that's breaking every huddle, everything, you know, every team meeting and everything like that, but what he does every day, what type of teammate he is to the guys in the locker room. I mean, that's you know, that speaks volumes, and that's where he does his talking.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I think relationships is, you know, a huge thing, and I think my teammates know, you know, building a relationship with them one-on-one, you know, they can come to me and, you know, we can talk about anything, you know, just want to be there for my teammates. And, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
John, we see it a lot in the NFL where deals of this size, they often drag out and sometimes they get messy. This one seemed like it happened pretty quickly and it didn't seem like it had any of that. What can you say about just the process of getting the deal done?
Yeah, just give, you know, Joey Lane a ton of credit. We've had a great relationship with Jax's agent, Joel Siegel, for a long, long time. You know, it's just, we were able to just, you know, keep things in house, keep it respectful, and you know, when you're on the higher end of these deals that are actually, I don't want to say they're easier, but it kind of, it's like everybody kind of recognizes, you know, Jax's talent and his work ethic, and like I said, the person. You know, it's just the part, you know, like I remember being an intern in 1992, and, you know, we signed Reggie White. Was like the biggest, he was the first biggest free agent in NFL history, and the Packers had $24 million in the bank, and they gave him 14, you know? So, like, I got to, like, get with the times a little bit now, you know? It's like, okay. And Joey Lane and Joey Schneider helped me out a ton with that.
John, you've historically invested in the receiver position over the years, DK and Doug Baldwin and Tyler Lockett, now this deal. But when you look at the contracts that you guys have signed with Jackson and bringing back Rashid and Jake Bobo coming back, matching that offer, do you view receiver as a premium position? And what makes it so important to not just sign the stars, but the role players as well at that position?
Yeah, great question. We value people, you know, not necessarily the position. So people, the competitor, how they fit into our organization, and, you know, it's our constant quest to be a consistent championship caliber football team. So we don't really get into, like, you know, like position specifics. We just know that we want to be smart and the people and the competitor we're investing in.
Mike, you obviously coached Jax last year as well, but coming into, whether it's training camp, OTAs, was there a point in practice that you recognize, like, he's in for a really big year here?
Yes. It was pretty early. I mean, just to see, there's never like just one play because of, you know, the constant growth that's required. But I thought our defense was playing at a high level throughout camp and throughout the offseason program. And we had a really hard time covering them. And to Jax's credit, you know, his ability to not just stand in one place and only be able to do one thing, to be able to move him around, understand how to run the whole route tree, the chemistry that's required with Sam. You know, that's a lot of work that takes, and you could see it, you know, coming to life every day, and that was really exciting.
Your brother spent some more time helping you stuff off the field this year. What did that mean to you? How did that help you this season?
Yeah, it takes a village. My brother plays a big role in, you know, getting stuff done and allowing me to, you know, focus on things I want to focus on and build on things. And, you know, he's my right-hand man, so just getting started too, you know, got a long ways to go on, you know, the field and off the field. So, you know, to have him is a blessing and something I don't take for granted.
Jackson, I know you probably have a long list, but what are a couple of traits your dad taught you?
Traits, really, I mean, first and foremost, hard work, you know, just seeing him, like, anything that I wanted, or, you know, I saw him get up early for us to go get that and for us to have. And, you know, he's been training, throwing footballs at me since I was 3 years old. So, I mean, you know, he is the reason, you know, I'm here today. You know, just the leader and, you know, how strong he is physically and mentally, you know, for us to live out our dreams. So, you know, definitely a lot of love for him, and, you know, don't take that for granted as well.
Jackson, you said this is home, and we've seen in these first few years how much you've done in this community, different charities thing. What is it about, obviously, this organization, but the community around it that really, you know, endeared itself to you and made you want to be here for a while to come now?
Yeah, I think it's a special place and a place for, you know, growth and, you know, me growing as a young man. I just fell in love with the city, and I want the best, you know, for my community, and especially, you know, if I'm going to lay my head here. So, you know, anything I can do to help, you know, I will. And, you know, John just gave me some more opportunity to do so. So, definitely appreciative of that in the city, and, you know, I can feel the love here. So just want to repay it back.
John, obviously a couple guys signed elsewhere, but in general, it seems like you've really made a priority of re-signing a lot of guys, kind of dating back to Charles in January and things like that. Just how important has that been this offseason to just retain as many guys as you can?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Obviously, we want to keep as many guys as we possibly can. You know, it's however you look at it, fortunately or unfortunately, it's just part of the business. It's part of the job that we've all, you know, jumped into. And, you know, we're going to miss the guys that have left, and you know, we're going to dive in even more to the guys that are still on our team. And we had planned for this. You know, like I said, Joey Lane, you know, in our group upstairs, I mean, we've been, you know, as you approach free agency meetings, what that looks like, getting through the combine, speaking to everybody down there, seeing what the landscape's going to look like. But obviously draft and retain, I mean, this is a great example of drafting and developing and keeping it in house, and that's you know, been our priority since we got here in 2010. So that hasn't changed. But yeah, the strategy of it is, you know, trying to extend our guys as much as we possibly can. We have a cool mix of, you know, guys that are just kind of hitting their first time free agency, and, you know, veterans that have been through free agency before, and it's just a really cool mix of like older and younger guys. So it's pretty neat.
Mike, how maybe unexpected or pleasantly surprised are you can bring most of this team, a Super Bowl champion, most of it's coming back for you to coach next year?
Well, it's great. We like John said, you want as many people as back as possible, but it was also, like John said, these are things that we're trying to plan for in advance. So, you know, it's gonna deviate a little bit based off just the nature of the business, but this is something definitely we were hoping for and planning for.
Yeah, talked before about what Cooper meant to you. Then you guys re-signed Rashid, re-signed mm-hmm. Bubba, just your position group. Yeah. I know you're close. Just how excited you have that?
Man, excited to see the guys back. You know, we know how special we are, and you know what we contribute to the team. You know, each single one of us. So, and like John said, just great people, you know, love to work with them, respect them, you know, on and off the field. And, you know, we're excited to gear up and get ready for our second year together.
Mike, Jackson, have you had a chance to chat with Brian Fleury yet? And where's your excitement with being able to work with the new coordinator this year?
Yeah, I said hello. Definitely excited. You know, definitely ready to see, what we're gunning towards, and, you know, just get in the same language and get together. So I'm excited for, you know, new opportunities.
Mike, what are some things about Jackson as like a person and a competitor that you see all the time behind the scenes that maybe we don't see?
Be careful with this one.
Careful.
I think it's a unique combination of the ability, the competitive spirit, but also like the selflessness of who he is and how he operates and how he goes about his business. It's a rare combination outside of like whatever position you say, just in life. I mean, just having the respect for the operation, the people, your teammates, the love that he has for the people around him, no matter their situation, but also being just an absolutely high-level competitor when it's coming down to it. And the ability, you know, it's just like this triple-headed monster of just a really cool combination.
John, you love NFL history. I'm curious if you see parallels with the former great Seahawk and Steve Largent, and great route runner, great hands, person he was on and off the field, and what you got here in Jackson.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I mean, I didn't write a report on Steve Largent or anything. Thanks, man. I get it, but getting up there in age. It's a great question. I think, I think that there's like this cool, I think, combination between, you know, Steve with the body control, you know, the hands, being able to just be able to adjust the ball, like, down the field, the late hands, all that. But also, like, Tyler and Doug, too. I think there's a really neat, that's the second time I use the word neat. Like, where's that coming from? Just a really cool combination of just different talents. And I just remember we were so blessed, like, that he was there at 20. I remember being at the pro day that day, and we're like, there's no way we're gonna, like, why are we meeting with this guy? Like what? And we're sitting there asking if he's gonna be a, you know, can you feel punts? He's looking at us like, well, I'm a pretty good receiver too, you know, like. But no, great question. Thanks for it. The skill set is just really unique, and I'm excited to see where he's going to take this thing.
You mentioned that draft. I remember coming out of it, you talked about how fortunate you felt to be able to get Spoon and Jax, kind of the top guys at both those positions. What was that wait between 5 and 20 like, seeing them still out there?
Yeah, it took forever. I remember, you know, I was probably driving Trent and Matt Berry and Nolan, those guys, probably driving those guys crazy. Like, do we go up? Should we go up? Should we go for them? Or, you know, like, get a little itchy, you know? But we had just kind of studied, like, okay, well, where, how, and when. And so, it literally felt like, I don't know, 3 hours or something. So, changed my shirt a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Jackson, in an interview before, you said, my whole life I've taken stairs, I've had to prove myself. Is this contract extension enough proof for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had the belief, but yeah, this proves that, you know, I'm good for a long time, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's what it proves, and makes me definitely feel good, and, you know, it's a blessing. Yeah.
Last question.
You mentioned Jody at the top of your comments. Obviously, the team's for sale and all that, but I know you guys had said business as usual and everything from then. This obviously seems like proof of it. I mean, approving a big deal like this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's
like, let's go win another one. You know, let's get after it. So, you know, there's another world out there that, you know, is coming. We're getting ready for it. But as of right now, man, we're just keeping ripping like we always have.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.